Welcome to Radio Sefarad's English Corner. I'm your host, Linda Jimenez, bringing news and other features of Jewish interest to Radio Sefarad's English-speaking audience in Spain and around the world. Our trivia question for this week is, what philanthropic organization founded the Jewish day schools in Warsaw? During the last 2 weeks, we began a series of programs about Jews in Poland with an overview of their history, beginning with their first appearance there in the 10th century. Starting this week, we'll concentrate on the Jews in Poland today. Piotr Kowalik is the deputy manager of the education department of the new Museum of the History of Polish Jews in Warsaw. He's also an active member of the Orthodox community there, and we spoke with him about that community and Jewish life in Warsaw today. Thank you very much for speaking with us. Could you tell us first a little bit about yourself?
My name is Piotr Kowalik. My current position at the museum is a deputy manager of the educational center here. And also I'm involved in the Jewish community in Warsaw issues and somehow even beyond Warsaw.
Yeah, that's especially what I would like to speak with you about today. About how many Jews are there in Warsaw? Do you have any idea, and maybe what percentage is affiliated?
There is no good answer for this question. We can only say about the numbers we have, let's say, on our lists, and we have no idea what is the percentage. Let's say in the community that I belong to, the main body, the main Jewish body in Warsaw, it's about 600 adults. We have other, you know, religious bodies like Reform, Beit Warsaw, which is, I don't know, 200-300 maybe. And we have, of course, the whole set of other secular, cultural, and other institutions. Altogether, a few thousand people who are, let's say, officially registered or visible, as Jews. But you can easily double, triple this number because we have a lot of people who are not affiliated or very assimilated and so on and so on. And this is a very dynamic situation because people are discovering the Jewish roots, they are coming to the field or not. They are migrating to Israel, to states or other places, Western Europe, because we are a part of the European Union. Also Polish Jews have a good chances, you know, to live somewhere else to look for a better living. So Jews do the same as the rest of the Poles, yes. So it's very difficult to describe the numbers of the community because it's just very dynamic and nobody did a real good solid research about the subject.
How old is this community? Has it been continuous since before the war? Did people come back?
We have a kind of the breaking point because unfortunately, you know, this is the biology, old generation, you know, people who were born before the war, the survivors, yes, they are almost gone. And we have the last ones, let they live 120. And the new generations are coming in, yes, the second generation, so-called, yes, they even recently made their own organization in Poland as the part of the worldwide Jewish movement of the second generation. So, and then youth organizations. So we have a middle and the young age people coming into the field, taking the positions and participating in and making the life of Jews here in Poland.
Are most of the members actually Polish themselves?
Or? Yes. Yes, actually, yes. They are absolutely, most of them are Polish. Of course, because of the global markets and the EU and the opportunities and the free border entrance we have among many Israelis working in, but a few hundreds of Israelis, for example, working on a daily basis or coming back to Israel for weekends and coming back again on Mondays to work in Poland. But they are like a separated. Some of them, you know, participate more in the communal life, like sending their kids to the Jewish day schools here, participating in other kinds of activities. We have a very specific group of Georgian Jews, yes, Gruzinim, yes, but they are a very specific group. They have their own traditions and customs and so on. Yes, the very pluralistic, open Jewish society, like we can be compared to other societies in Europe and the States.
Yeah, you said you have about 600 members, and you were just saying
in the main community.
And you were saying how you have quite a number of young people. What about families? Do you have a lot of families?
And this is the issue, exactly, because we have the new, free, democratic Poland only 20 plus years. And now many Jews are coming back, let's say, to the field or discovering, yes, and finding their places in the Jewish life here, on the Jewish spectrum, or making a new one. Yeah, mostly as individuals, yes, because this is typically as the process begins, yes. So I think slowly we need to, as a community, to go to the next stage, which is the building a strong Jewish families, which is the real core group that makes the future. So yes, we have, let's say, more and more Jewish families, but it's still absolutely not enough to secure the Jewish future in Poland.
About what would the attendance be on a Shabbat at the synagogue?
It's very different. Sometimes we have, you know, hundreds on holidays, you know, depending on the holiday, depending on the occasion, we have hundreds, and sometimes we have 20 locals. But it's very different because we don't have, for example, if you ask about the Orthodox, we don't have an Orthodox formal structure. The synagogues, let's say, are Orthodox, like our Nozick synagogue is Orthodox because it's defined by the history, yes, and the founders. They just made it Orthodox from the beginning, and it's their will, yes, in their last will that it must be Orthodox forever. But the people who are attending our synagogue are very different from the, you know, very from Haredim, Hasidim, very religious people from here and from outside, to the very, you know, moderate religious, and even sometimes even almost non-religious people who just feel it's their place, yes, and they pray all together. I think it's fine if they feel it's their home. We have, of course, the Chabad Center, but the Chabad is not, let's say, organization based on the list. It's not based on the membership. It's rather kind of the mission. Yes, I guess you have the same situation in Spain regarding Chabad. Yes, the more, let's say, formalized body is the reform movements. First, within our main community, Jewish community of Warsaw, because they created their own separate synagogue and their own reform community, and completely separated body, also the reform one, Beit Warszawa. They are real formal bodies, yes, but we don't have kind of the Orthodox official Warsaw movement.
Do you find that a lot of tourists come when they're in Warsaw to visit the synagogue?
Absolutely. Sometimes I feel like, you know, our synagogue, as I told you, have this privilege to be the place for everyone, and I feel like in Kotel Maharavi, like in I can compare it only to the Kotel, that you can meet all people, all kinds of people. The same is in Warsaw, you know. In our Nozick Shul on Shabbos, on Yontef, or regular days, we have people of all standings, of all persuasions, and it's lovely. That is kind of the meeting point for Jews of all kinds or persuasions.
You mentioned a school. You have a Jewish school here. Tell us a little about the school and also what other kinds of activities you have that are either social activities or educational activities.
And there are many of them now. The Jewish Day schools are established and founded by the Ronald Lauder Foundation, a very instrumental organization in the beginnings and the building of Jewish religious and educational life here in Poland. And so the main school is the complex of the preschool, elementary school, and the middle school, altogether about 250 kids. And we have also now the second Jewish school is just under construction, because, you know, this is the private one and not every parent can afford it. Yes, it's quite expensive, giving, of course, very good services, very good level of the education, and the conditions, very comfortable conditions, yes, and so on. But for the people who just can't afford this, there is a starting from the elementary school, the new classes within one of the Polish schools here in Warsaw. It's going to be kind of the autonomous Jewish class, yes?
Girls and boys together?
Girls and boys together, because the school formula must be as open as possible, yes, for everyone. Still, we don't have this luxury to open the schools for every segment of the community. Probably it will follow along with the developments, but for now it must be, and it is open for everyone.
At the synagogue itself, do you have a cheder, or do you have some kind of religious education preparation,
yes,
for bat mitzvah?
Yes, of course. We have all these kinds of activities that are needed on every stage, on age group. We have a Heider regular, it's kind of the Sunday school, and it's very nice. It's now situated at the newly opened JCC center here in Warsaw. We have such a two big centers in Poland, here in Warsaw and in Krakow. Very well organized, very well conducted, and the Heider is the part of the many, many activities they do, yes, of course, in cooperation with the Jewish community.
Tell me about the JCC, because I hadn't heard about it until right now.
It's wonderful. The first JCC was opened in Krakow, like I think the sixth, seventh year of the operations, and they are the most important Jewish body in Krakow. Wonderful institution. I think in our short interview I can't describe it all, but look at the homepage on the website. And they have a follower. The JCC in Warsaw is less than 2 years, but it's also very active, very well organized, very interesting programming for all age groups, all interests also. It's a kind of the umbrella place, yes, for all Jews to feel like home, in spite of the religious approaches, cultural approaches, and so on. They try to be as open as possible for everyone.
Who started it?
JCC, meaning this is, you know, the joint, yes, this big umbrella Jewish organization. We still are very thankful that they are sponsoring it and that they are creating kind of the leadership that is very needed here in Poland.
What other kinds of activities do you have, social activities?
All kinds. What you have? You have the seniors university, as the Jewish seniors university, so-called third age university. You have sports. You have many cultural organizations. You have the youth organization, Jewish movement here in Poland. Oh, everything. It's just like in other Jewish places. People are looking for the activities and organizing this kind of the bodies they want to organize.
Something that I was wondering about is if you feel any anti-Semitism here in Warsaw.
Of course, Poland is struggling with the problem of the anti-Semitism along with other European countries, but I think the problem in Poland now is not that big like other countries must face it, like, unfortunately, France, England, Holland, and so on. Comparing to them, it's really no problem in Poland now, objectively speaking. But, of course, we are aware about the fact, and our museum, for example, is very much involved in the anti-discrimination education, the citizen education, you know, explaining people what is anti-Semitism, what is racism, different kinds of these negative things, and how to combat it, how to minimize it as much as possible. But on the other hand, really, Poland is a very positively changing country toward the multiculturalist understanding of the rich legacy we have as a Polish Commonwealth through the ages. This is the museum role, to reconnect to this rich past, showing people what the real Poland was, yes, because of the totalitarisms of the 20th century, first the Nazis and then the Germans and the collaborators and then the thanks to Soviets, Poland was completely deprived of this legacy. Mm-hmm. And decimated. And I'm talking not only about Jews, I'm talking about the Poles and other nations living here for ages, yes, as neighbors, as good neighbors. Sometimes it was complicated, it had bad and good sides, but generally speaking, it was a very good neighborhood of many nations, many ethnic groups, many cultures and religions on one land here, Polish-Lithuanian, Ukrainian Commonwealth through the ages. So yes, I feel very good in Poland. I feel this is my wonderful home, wonderful place for the living and wonderful place and opportunity for the Jewish living.
Something else that I've been trying to get information on, because this is a phenomenon that we're having in Spain and Portugal, I don't know if you have it here, of people who for a certain amount of time, generations or however long, were hidden Jews.
Yes.
And now they're starting to be interested in their Jewish heritage and they're starting to come out of the closet, so to speak. Do you find that happening here too?
Yes, as I mentioned it to you before, we have this process, this dynamics that people are discovering. It's not even coming out of the closet. People just didn't know. You know, they are discovering that they have Jewish roots. It's a surprise. And some of them try to do something and some of them not. Yes.
But you didn't have people who, let's say, had Jewish practices in their home and they didn't want to tell anybody about it or anything like that?
No, rather this doesn't happen. If someone is religiously practicing, it's absolutely, you know, public thing. Because, for example, he must make a deal in the place of work to have a 3 days on Shabbos and Jewish holidays, you know. And thanks to the good democratic law, all is fine. We can make it now.
Is there anything else you would like to add that we might have left out?
Just give us a chance. Recognize us. Poland is not the Holocaust only. Poland has a Jewish life. We need the recognition of it. We need the understanding and just at least your spiritual support.
Okay, and if any of our listeners want to contact you, I'll include a link.
With pleasure. Welcome. You are welcome to Poland. You are welcome to Jewish Poland. We have lots of offer, including our museum, which we are opening in October this year. Many, many interesting things are happening now in Poland and in Jewish Poland. So, welcome.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
If you would like to know more about Warsaw's Orthodox Jewish community, please go to the link on this page. Well, that's it for this week. As always, we'd love to hear from you. So please email us any comments or suggestions or questions you'd like us to answer on the air. Our address is EnglishCorner@RadioSefarad.com. See you next week.